Episode number 277.
But in a world that I can't control what I can't control, how do I take that deep breath? How do I pause? And how do I adapt my life to the circumstances that have been handed me right now? How do I turn change into improvement?
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hop, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up, bringing you the fuego, ready to make you succeed in life, and hopefully giving you the energy to provide that success. But today, I think you're going to want to look at yourself and your presence and realize that, for instance, I like what my man says, you have a presence that is not present when you are not present. Ooh, that's a good one. And we're pumped to bring you our featured guest today, Richard Flint. Richard, are you ready to be real?
Hey, Travis, thank you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show. I've been looking forward to this.
Absolutely, my man. I was checking you out. We found you on LinkedIn and we thought, you know, this is just a great fit for us. We have all different types of entrepreneurs and business owners and success. But now more than ever, we need a coach. We need a trainer. We need someone that's seen a few market cycles and seen a few things as you have throughout your many years of experience in this world of not only seminars, but coaching and things like that. But first, tell us a little bit about your story. What made you want to be a coach for one, I guess?
Well, when I finished high school, I went to college, and my idea, Travis, was that I was going to be a lawyer. I wanted to be Perry Mason Jr. Or Matlock.
Yes.
And I took a couple of pre-law courses in college and thought, this is not cut out for me. Gotcha. Because it was too challenging for me. It challenged my ethics. So I switched from the concept of law to secondary education, got a degree in English and speech, did my practice teaching, and thought, I don't want to spend my life with kids like this.
Right.
So I decided to go on to grad school. I got my master's, got my PhD, and went there to teach college. It was interesting because I ran into a lot of minds that were closed. And to me, the purpose of learning is an open mind.
Right.
And that if you don't have an open mind, then you really don't have knowledge. You just have opinions.
Mm.
And the difference between knowledge and opinions is my knowledge forms my beliefs. My opinions form what I'm going to talk about, but I don't know why I'm talking about it.
And it's a lot of times what your friends are talking about. That's what you're, all of a sudden you got opinions on things because your buddies are talking about, you're seeing it on social media, et cetera. And I think it's a really good point.
What I've learned is that most people don't think they think they think, but you can't challenge what they're saying because they have no foundation for it to come from, which they lack the experience of life to attach knowledge with. To me, wisdom is taking knowledge and experience and bringing them together in a format that provides a platform where I can keep improving through continual knowledge and experience.
Right. And repeating, right? Like, so the thing is that there's no real quick journey because, like you said, in your to get to wisdom, folks, you got to do one. First, you got to have knowledge, but then two, you got to put the experience. And experience means trials and errors, a lot of work, soaking in content, doing it yourself. There's not necessarily, this in this culture of the quick course and the fast pass and the course and the mastermind to get you to the right way, which is great. I'm nothing against that. But you got to still think, you got to still experience this and be able to, do it, and that's part of what life is, right? Is doing.
Well, and a big part of wisdom is accepting failure.
Got you.
And I have a real simple definition, Travis, for failure. Failure to me is fertilizer.
Yes. Yes.
Because every time you get knocked down, there's an opportunity for growth.
Yes.
And one of the damages we've done in society, Travis, is that we've not taught people that all emotions travel in threes. Mm. For instance, when we talk about success and failure, that's all we talk about. Right. So if I'm not successful, I'm a failure. If I'm a failure, I don't see myself as successful. But psychologically, there's a third word that plays into this, and that's the word defeat.
Defeat.
And defeat is when I choose to accept failure rather than learn from failure. And if I accept failure, then I make that a definition of my life. But if I see failure as fertilizer and an opportunity, they don't understand that all emotions travel in threes.
Yes.
Like, it's not about success and failure. It's about success, failure, and defeat.
Mm.
And defeat is whenever I choose failure as what my life deserves. We don't understand that all failure is an opportunity that didn't work. So it comes back to what foundation am I living for my life? And Travis, I believe that humanity only lives in one of two foundations: belief, trust, and faith, or doubt, worry, and uncertainty.
Mm.
And whichever one of those two foundations you select for your life, then that becomes the foundation you build your entire life on. And one of the great tragedies I see today, and I see it everywhere I go, is that our society sort of is moving away from belief, trust, and faith to doubt, worry, and uncertainty.
Yeah.
And the stronger that gets, the weaker we become as a person, the weaker we become as a person, then the weaker we become as a nation. And I just see doubt, worry, and uncertainty exploding today.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely see that on people's eyes. You can see it on people's eyes. And part of it is, folks, that we are, you know, in a situation where we can't control it. You know, like we're in California, that you can't go to the gyms. You can't go to these things. You can do certain things, but you can't do certain things. So there's a piece that we've never experienced, that we're being taken away a lot of our freedoms and rights and things that are just, we feel normal. And then we have to, walking on the beach, you know, yesterday at Pismo Beach, half the people are wearing masks on the beach alone at 6 a.m. in the morning, you know, with no one around them, and half the people aren't. And so everyone looks at this whole situation a little different, but I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm in the belief, trust, and faith certainty. And anyone that's, you know, watching media all day and just, you know, wrapped around the finger to what's going on right now is in the doubt, worry, and uncertainty. And they're just constantly fearful.
Well, and one of the issues we face there, Travis, is that the media, the media today is really hyping doubt, worry, and uncertainty.
Right.
Because as they build on that platform, they turn people into sheep.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what you were talking about just a second ago is so important to understand. You know, what's happening to people today is they've had a routine for their life, and that routine was something they enjoyed. And all of a sudden, that routine has been taken away.
Yeah.
And now they're out of sync. Right. And when most people are out of sync, they're lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and the fear of just of the future. I mean, even for an optimistic person, Richard, like myself, there's been days I'm like, what the heck is going on? This is August 18th. We started this 5 months ago. What the heck is going on here? It's just a confusing situation to think about, even though I run a business that can be helping people online. My customers, some of them are out of business this year because they basically can't be opened, unfortunately, a water park or things like that. So the biggest thing I think now more than ever is to have belief, faith, and trust that we are going to get through this, but it's going to take some work. Whether that's getting your body right, whether that's getting your mind right, whether that's you know, getting your physical mind right, getting your physical body right. There's just so many things that we need to do right now to you know, get a routine back. You know, so we had this routine. It's been interrupted. But for instance, myself, the gym routine, loved going to the gym, 5 a.m., getting my workout in. Can't do that now. You know, changing up how that looks. I'm working out with my wife in the afternoons now. We're switching things up. We're changing up the routines. A lot of great things came from it. A lot of things still suck from it, but you can't dwell on the things that suck, folks. That's the thing about life, is you got to focus on the things that are good. Like your boy does as an optimist, is I take the littlest bit of success and I amplify it. And I remember seven years ago now, when me and my wife were first dating, we went on our first trip and we were listening to, we came across Earl Nightingale. She loved that. And I've heard it, but we were just listening to it. And that guy, I mean, if you listen to the words of Earl Nightingale, and you can look it on YouTube, folks, it's amazing. It's exactly what you talked about. Don't be a sheep, folks. Don't just follow everyone else. You know, have your own mind. Think for yourself. That's all I have to say, at least at this point. What are the biggest challenges people are having right now when they come to you and they say, hey, man, I'm just hitting my wall. I'm not succeeding. I want more for myself. Where is usually the biggest challenge that they need to look at?
Well, right now, because people, Travis, because their routine has been taken away from them. Excuse me.
Bless you.
There is a feeling that they're lost. Right. And this is a lot of conversations that I'm having with people. And when you look at a person who thinks that they're lost, there are four characteristics to their life. Mm. They lack a clear direction. And with a lot of people, and I know it's true with a lot of my friends, and I have a feeling with acquaintances, friends you have right now, the purpose to their life is sort of on halt.
Right.
And if you're an entrepreneurial spirit, if you're a driven person, you need that. You need that purpose. And so, you know, when you lack that clear direction, in some ways, it paralyzes you.
Right.
So when you're paralyzed and you're not the creative entity you've been, what happens? You go from living from your mind down to your emotions up. Mm. And, you know, we're all dangerous sometimes when we're living strictly from our emotions up. And the second characteristic of a person that's lost is that they're organized for obstacles. And when you and I can't accept change as a positive, we turn what we don't understand into an obstacle that keeps us from thinking beyond the moment we're standing in.
Mm. That's
and
a great point.
Then the third characteristic I found in talking to people of people that are lost, they're staring at yesterday.
Got you.
You know, we're living in a time of unknown, and people who are driven people do not like the unknown. I don't know about you, but I like to be able to plan. I yes. like to be able to look forward. I like to be able to have that plan and work that plan every day.
Right.
But now what's happened in many ways, control has been taken away from you and I.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you don't have the option to go to certain places. Like I can't go to the gym if I want to. I mean, I can go
so what
to
do
the gym
I do?
Parking lot, but I could just be sitting there by myself.
Yeah. So what do? I sit around and I talk about the way things used to be.
Right.
And right. that is so dangerous.
Absolutely.
And then the fourth characteristic of a human life that is lost is that they tend to respond, not react. I mean, they tend to react, not respond.
Got you. They're always reacting to things. They're always reacting. And I'm sure it's one of those things that they're pointing the finger at someone else. It was this person's fault. It was the reason why my business didn't succeed right now is because of COVID. I'm sure that there's, you know, many people can, and the truth is you're right, but there's people that are succeeding amongst this, and it's not selling masks. It's they've changed their business model.
Well, and what you're talking about, Travis, is what I have really been talking to people all over the country about. And, in many ways, all over the face of the earth, because I've had people reaching out to me. And I think right now, what we've got to do, we've got to, number one, we've got to slow ourselves down emotionally.
Mm.
I mean, you can't control what's out of your control,
right?
And this virus, you know, you and I cannot control it.
Right. If we could,
you know,
could
I wonder sometimes, who do I believe? Because right. there's so many contradictions about what we're told.
Right.
But you can't control what you can't control.
Right.
So what I'm trying to get people to understand is that to control what you can control, you've got to major on three A's. And I hope that your listeners will take me seriously here, because this is the process right now for calming your life down, lessening the stress in your life, And being able to breathe. People are just trying to catch their breath right now.
Right.
But they're three A's, and they're in one order, Travis. The first thing you got to do is you got to be willing to adapt.
Adapt.
And I know people that's not easy for them to do.
Right.
Because when I'm willing to adapt, it means I've got to be willing to have a different mindset.
Mm.
Okay. This is what was working. But in a world that I can't control what I can't control, how do I take that deep breath? How do I pause? And how do I adapt my life to the circumstances that have been handed me right now? How do I turn change into improvement?
Right.
And there's always ways to adapt. There's always another possibility. There's always another path. But it's calming yourself down emotionally so you're not reacting, but you're responding. I mean, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the second A is after I see where I need to adapt, now I got to make adjustments.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something, Travis, for the average person, making adjustments is more challenging than adapting.
Yeah.
Because I can always look and see where I need to adapt. And I can have those conversations with people. You know what? Yep, this is how I've been doing it, but I can't do it right now. So here's the new plan I need to put in place. Here's where I need to adapt. Now it comes to adjustments, and the adjustments then where we pull out the platform.
Right.
I mean, when it comes to adjustments, do I believe I can do this? Do I trust that I can? Do I have the faith to step into the unknown? Or when it comes to making the adjustments, do I doubt that I can do this? Do I worry about doing it? And am I uncertain about whether this will work or not? And then the third A is I've got to align myself on a different path.
Alignment.
I mean, I don't know about your world, but my world, what I do has changed drastically. Absolutely. I mean, I've been, for the last 30 years, I've been doing an average of 125, 130 presentations on stage, presentations all over the world.
Right. So your business has completely changed.
Yeah. My business has said, Flint, you better adapt and adjust and realign how you're thinking.
Right.
But that's not easy for the average person. Because most of us, we train ourselves to live in a routine. And when all of a sudden a little thing called COVID comes in and tears my routine apart without my permission, you know what? I am not going to be happy. I'm actually going to be angry. I'm going to change my life from thinking from my mind down to living from my emotions up. I'm going to punish myself. I'm going to punish the people around me. I'm going to just sit down and not know what to do. And we're paralyzed.
And that's what, yeah, that's where a lot of people are right now. Well, I think it's a really, I mean, you've given everyone so much right now. I mean, folks, if you're really taking this in, it is everything you're saying, Richard, is right on the nail. And especially right now, more than ever, folks, we need to be willing to adapt. Be willing to first to adapt and then obviously make those adjustments. And, you know, bottom line is it's going to take some work. You're going to have to face yourself in the mirror, just like any great decision in life. When a great leader looks at themselves and you know, basically it's a decision for themselves. When Elon Musk is sitting in the shower and he comes up with this idea to have SpaceX where rockets go up and they come right back. He came up with this idea in the shower, folks, many years ago. And eventually, over a lot of work and a lot of hard, you know, investment decisions and things like that, decided to basically put it all on the stock, you know, put it all on this thing, SpaceX. And now this is what, you know, the world is. Everyone contracts with this SpaceX. NASA just had two successful missions. He's got a fleet of people doing this. But the bottom line is, first, is without his mindset to understand, okay, we used to just do rockets this way. I want to go to Mars, this and that. How are we going to do this? Well, we got to make the rockets reusable. How does that? That's a groundbreaking idea in space. Groundbreaking. Normally, we just take a rocket and throw away. Hey, it's a $50 million rocket or $100 million rocket. Let's just throw that thing away when it's done. No, let's bring it right back down to the same pinpoint spot that it launched from and refill it and go again. And that's what it takes right now in your business is basically to look at what's going on, where the world is going and where we're at, and then make the real if the hardest decisions are the ones we have to make to ourselves. And so I think that everything you said today, sir, is just so right on, especially with the failure as fertilizer. I mean, I think that's just a great point. And a couple more questions for you, my man, is this, when you wake up in the morning, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Why do you love being you?
Because I'm an original, Travis.
Ooh.
I have 15 laws that govern my life. And my number one law, and I start every day with this, why spend my energy being a carbon copy when I'm the original?
Yes.
I mean, I have been given certain talents. I've been given certain skills.
Yes.
And every day I challenge myself because I want three things for me every day of my life. And when I end the day, I want to know that I'm better than when I started my day. I'm smarter than when I got up, and I'm stronger internally than I was when I woke up in the morning.
Love that. Better, smarter, stronger. Do you have a routine when you get started on your day?
Yep. I have. I do. I get up. First thing I do is I make my coffee.
Yeah.
And then I have a little thing I created 12 years ago, and I still participate, and it's called my Morning Minute. Every morning, I send people a 60-second video email mm-hmm. with one of my philosophies of life and a piece of wisdom to start their day with. And, you know, in 60 seconds, I can help people start the mindset for their day so that they get up in the morning and they walk into their day grounded in belief, trust, and faith rather than doubt, worry, and uncertainty.
Right.
And if your audience would like to know anything about that, go to richardflint.com and look at the Morning Minute. We have thousands of people who start their day with me every morning.
That's amazing, and dude.
It's just, I created this because I saw that most people begin their life in the mornings with confusion and uncertainty.
Right.
Why not take 60 seconds and set your day to have the greatest day of life you've ever had?
We all have time for that, folks.
60 seconds, Travis.
Dude, that's the thing about people that they don't realize. Like, with 60 seconds, folks, I can challenge you right now if you say you don't have time to work out. Do as many jumping jacks as you can do in 60 seconds.
Yep.
You will find that if you aren't actively working out, or even if you are working out, it's pretty challenging. And if you think that's easy, then do 60 seconds of push-ups, and then do 60 seconds of what I would like to say my favorite, squats. And then 3 minutes. in 3 minutes, folks, you will have worked yourself out harder than you have worked out in I don't know how long. You have to ask yourself that, but it's 3 minutes.
Now, we make our life difficult because we look at life through difficulties.
Right. Right. And right now, you know, it's just people are in this paralyzed mindset that they don't think that, hey, take a minute for your mind. Take 3 minutes for your body. Now you have the rest of your day to do whatever helps. You know what I mean? It's like, we just gave you the game plan. Go check out my man's Morning Minute. Do your T-Huffs, the 3 minute workout. And now you still have all the rest of the day to accomplish different things. Or if you want a Netflix and binge that day, that's fine. It's up to you. The judgment is not up to us to give. You have to look at yourself every day in the mirror and see, was I better? Was I smarter? Was I stronger than I was the day before? And so I love that. I love that about you, man. So we'll definitely put that in the show notes and get that on there. Do you have a favorite?
One more thing, Travis.
Yes.
And this is controversial, and I get people who try to take me to task on it. But I think that you are exactly in your life where you want to be.
Mm.
And if you didn't want to be there, you wouldn't be there. So don't give me your excuse. Don't give me your justification. Don't try to blame. Don't try to give me a reason. Just look in the mirror and realize I am in my life where I want to be. If I didn't want to be there, I wouldn't be there.
That's amazing. That's so true. So true. And if you want to get out of there, you know what you got to do.
Absolutely. It's not rocket science.
Just start doing it, baby. Just start putting it to work. Do you have a favorite tool or an app that you like using on any daily basis? Do you have something you gravitate to during these times?
I write for 2 hours every morning, Travis.
Wow. How do you write usually? Is it audio dictation or actually physical?
Well, I do it on my computer. I've written 19 books. I've got, I'm working on two more right now, and I've got six more I'm going to write.
Amazing, Richard. You are literally an Earl Nightingale. We're so blessed. That's why when I saw you, when I came across the path, I was like, dude, I got to interview this gentleman, because I interview all different types of people, but the message, the energy, the realness in your message reigns through, especially during times like these, folks. And it's just so true. If you could sit down with anyone in the world for a dinner tonight, who would it be?
If I could sit down with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Yes.
This is going to sound conceited, but it would be with me.
Oh yeah. Have your own nice meal.
Well, one of my other thoughts in life is, you know, I throw parties and I'm the only one I invite.
Right.
Because I love my mind. I love who I am. I love the fact that God has given me this creative spirit, and I never want to stifle it, because I'm serious with you. I live every day to be better, to be smarter, and to be stronger, because I want every day to create that presence that has presence when I'm not present. Right. That's where our value is to the people who share time with us.
I love that, dude. I love that, Richard. I love your energy, personality, your soul, man. I really appreciate it and thankful that we captured this interview because it's so important, especially during these times. And I think that, you know, I've gotten so much out of each of my shows, but this is definitely one that goes down the books, folks. I really love the show. I really appreciate your time today, sir. Where's the best place for people to find more information about you?
Two things. They can go to richard@richardflint.com. That is my email address. Any question, any comment, anything I've said you'd like to chat further about. And then my website is richardflint.com.
Got you. So we'll put that in the show notes, folks. You've been hanging out with the man, Richard Flint, and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today. And let's keep being real. What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.